Hello, my little sunflowers. It's Gabby.
And I'm her co-host, Irisha, her mom.
And this is the Gabby and Mommy Show.
Join us for some insights from a mother's point of view.
And the child's point of view.
Hopefully we can entertain you, give you some information, and give a few laughs.
Yeah, laughs. And perspectives on items from parenting.
Also, Gabby's going to add a little extra at the end of the shows.
About trends that happened years ago and nowadays.
Okay, let's get started.
This episode of the Gabby and Mommy Show is about how parents use harnesses and leashes for their children. We don't think it's right, but we're a dog, so we shouldn't be on a leash.
I get you, Gabby. It's pretty weird to see a parent with the child with a leash on it. But oddly enough, the use of harnesses on children is still very common today. And just like your reaction, people often flinch when talking about or seeing child leashes on children with parents holding the other end. Maybe it's the name that freaks people out. And the idea of seeing a child with the leash attached to him, it does bring to mind the relationship of an owner and a pet.
It's crazy, Mom. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Many people view the sight of a parent with the leash tied to him as inhumane.
Yeah.
However, it's become popular over the last few years, and for a good reason. Let's face it. Children are not known for just listening to their parents when their parents tell them to do something. Then there are parents that have more than one toddler or just more than one child, and it helps keep the children within reach and give the parents some ability to focus a little bit on shopping or even just walking down the street.
Why, Mom?
Well, you also have children that are very unpredictable. They don't listen if you tell them or call them and say, hey, come back here. Try to keep them away from danger.
Or staying in the street. And sometimes they think it's a game. You know, hide and seek. I mean, you don't like hide and seek.
Yeah, I know, you're right. But that's only for young parents, Gabby. Some of us are too old or too tired to run after toddlers.
Or we're just faster than our parents. I'm pretty sure I can outrun you, Mom.
Outrun me? That's only because I give you a head start, Gabby.
Ugh, I don't think so. Hashtag jealous mom.
Anyway, children also test the boundaries, too. Children are always trying to figure out how much they can get away with. It's pretty common, especially for children at a young age. They want to know, well, if I do this, am I going to get in trouble? If I do this, am I going to get on punishment? Am I going to get away? Is somebody going to yell at me?
Or they just really like getting yelled at or punished.
Sometimes. And some parents believe that putting a child on a leash is an easy way of parenting. They think that letting the leash do their work for them is an easy way out, and they can take a breather.
Well, honey, have you ever had a strict dad like me? You would know if you had a strict dad like
me. Well, some parents think that. Those are critics and people that don't think that leashes are a good idea because they think that parents are just trying to get away with doing their own work. That may be the case. We don't know. But there are some other instances.
Girl, save us from the holy demons. Well, not holy, but the demons called leashes. Thank you, Jesus.
I got it. So, yes, there are instances when parents may need to, you may not want to have the leashes on. But I got to tell you, there are some instances when leashes are a necessary evil. It just, you know, may help your child. I know there are people that think kind of like you, Gabby, and they think the words leash and kids don't even need to be in the same sentence.
Mm,
they think that the leashes are a babysitter for parents. But I gotta say, as a parent myself, especially when the kids are little and you're a first-time parent, it's not that easy to get hold of children when they do want to do what they want to do. And there are some instances where it just may be good to keep a hold on children. I know a few years ago, there was an instance of where a four-year-old boy, he got away from his parents and he ended up jumping into a gorilla cage. Now, the gorilla threw him around a little bit. He was very rough with him. And and actually, the first responders that came to the zoo, they ended up killing the gorilla because he was rough with the boy. It was a 400-pound gorilla.
Well, it's not the gorilla's fault. He had never seen this life force before. He's like, who dat?
Gabby, you're 100% correct. And there were some child animal activists who said that same thing. Wasn't fair that the gorilla got killed because the little boy got into the cage. And
so it's really the little boy's fault. Well, halfway.
I understand. And there were some people that said that it was the zoo's fault. And then there were other parents that said, you know what? If the parents had a leash on their child, he wouldn't have got into the gorilla's domain in the first place.
Well, I think that they should have kept an eye on the child. What was he again? He was four, right?
Yes.
They should have kept an eye on them because you should never let a four-year-old just run around. They can do unimaginable things. They can climb up a mountain if they wanted to.
You're very right, Gabrielle. And a lot of people feel that way. You know, they feel like it's lazy parenting if you don't keep your eye on your child, and that you should. There is another instance, actually, just a short while ago, just a few days ago, there was a little boy. This little boy was two. He was with his mom at the airport, and his mom looked away for a few minutes. The little boy got on the conveyor belt that takes the luggage into the little area where, well, not to the plane yet, but to the baggage room, I guess.
Oh, yes, yes, I know that.
So there were a lot of twists and turns, because if you could imagine, it's just usually luggage that's on that conveyor belt.
No little boys.
Right, no little boys. But he ended up hurting his arm a little bit. And there wasn't anything serious, and the mother was very upset. However, this also could have been an instance where a leash would have helped. The boy wouldn't have got so far. He would have been okay.
Well, I kind of contradict that. Well, let's say you and your child were at like a park or something.
Yes.
And they wanted to go on the swings, but you wanted to go and talk with like your best friend. If like you saw your best friend, you'd be like, hey girl, and stuff. Yeah. So, like, if they started running off, if you were like pulling them back, because they were like, I want to go on the swing. So if you pulled them back and they started running, you can like really like scratch up their back if they have like a t-shirt that kind of like shows their back a little bit. If that happens and you like scratch their back, then pretty much it's you and the leash's fault. Well, it's mostly some of the kids' fault too, because the mom already told them not to go off. But really, the leash can really do some harm to kids.
You know what, Gabby, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the American Society of Pediatrics does recommend that the type of harnesses or leashes that be used are the types that go around the child's body.
I do agree with that, but it needs to be like on top, like on the back, really.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right. So there are harnesses, you know, I guess those would be more correctly called harnesses, and they wrap around the child's body. They never recommend that a leash get put on a child's arm or hand or appendage, because, you know, you could pull too hard and you could actually hurt the child.
I do agree with that.
And in addition, just pulling the child too fast. I mean, unfortunately, it may happen if someone is out in the street and your child comes too close to the curb and there's cars, they may pull them too hard. But, I mean, I guess it's six in one, half a dozen in the other, right? You don't want, you'd rather not get, oh, you don't understand, I'm sorry. It just means you know, you kind of decide, well, do you want your child to get hit 50, by a 50. Car? Yeah,
that's
I'm sorry.
More something I understand.
Okay. It's old school, six in one and half a dozen in the other. I gotcha. But, you know, and just saying that you'd rather have your child get hurt a little bit as opposed to being in the car, you know, being in the street in the car.
Yes, very much. Everyone would rather that. So, now it is time for the trending. So, for one of the trending things that are going on, it happened a couple, you know, years ago. I think probably in 2017. The Tide Pods Challenge. Everyone was doing it. And a couple people ended up on the news. So I think that's how most people found out it was going on. But if a lot of people like really liked YouTube at that time, well, I wasn't really into YouTube that much at that time. I was watching a little bit, but you know, I knew about the Tide Pods Challenge because of the news. I remember that some little boy was eating a Tide Pod and had to go to the hospital because it had like complications with his system. And frankly, he could have died, which no one wants that to happen. So, yeah. So, anyways, we should not condone. Well, we should really, like, look after our kids. Because anytime soon, they could, like, be like, oh, I remember the Tide Pods Challenge. Hey, Sydney, you want to do it? Like, yeah. So, really, I think you should keep your kids under parental supervision. Make sure there's either a babysitter, a person that you know that's, like, over about, like, 17, I guess? Or at 17 now. Someone that's mature enough to know that the Tide Pod Challenge is very, very dangerous. It can really, really hurt your immune system. And make sure that you keep Tide Pods out of reach from your children because you do not want them in the hospital. Yes, here's my mom again.
Okay, well, thank you for that bit of information, Gabby. We really like to hear that.
And every week. Hopefully
you like our broadcast and join us for next week's show where we'll have more entertaining and interesting topics.
Bye.